It's your girl, Randic Dumble, back at it again with my celebratory milestone AMA. Got 101 followers. I mean, it's grown a little bit since then, just a little bit. But yeah, it's lit. Thank you for coming along with me, for following me, liking my content. I don't really know what else to say, but yeah, like, in light of recent events, with everything going on with the Black Lives Matter protests, I was gonna push this back until later, but I feel like it's already been a while, and I don't know, like, I'm really hoping that this wave of protests and this wave of, like, quote-unquote relevance, I guess, in the movement isn't gonna be a phase, you know? Like, I hope that some real change actually comes out of this. So for me to wait until everything blows over, I feel like would also be undermining the movement, you know? Like, yeah. Also, some people had expressed to me how it might be a nice distraction, and that they've been waiting for the answers, because, you know, you ask somebody questions, you want answers to those questions, so I'm gonna answer those questions. Let's go. I'm just gonna get started. I got some messages, and I'm gonna look at the post now. I've got, like, it's complete darkness here. And I've lost my glasses. They're somewhere in my bed. Oh, there they are. It's, like, so hot here right now, and I turned the fan off so the audio would be better. But here we go. we're just gonna vibe. All right. Verbal, if you please. Well, first she said, fancy a shag. But she was kidding. But, a verbal, I see you. Anyway. Oh my god, this is gonna be painful for me. Alrighty, her actual questions are somewhere else. Wait, let me just get to her first. Alright, what is your favorite cheese? I am very partial to Gouda. I also, if I'm being bougie, you know. Damn it, I thought about this question and my answer was Gouda. But now that I think about it, like, damn, like, there's a lot of good cheeses out there. I think, yeah. I'm gonna stick with it. It's, you know, there's a lot of potential for puns there. A lot of Gouda puns have been made in my life. I used to work at this sandwich shop, and we had all these fun cheeses. So, yeah, but you can never go wrong with the classic Kraft singles, you know? Like, those were such a big part of my childhood. Just, like, the Kraft singles, American cheese, like, the super processed, you know? And, like, I actually, like, kind of like processed cheese because I'm lactose intolerant, so it's, like, easier on my body because, like, my body doesn't know it's dairy. My body doesn't know there's lactose in it because it's so fake. Okay. Yeah. There we go. What's your favorite bird? immediately my gut reaction was penguins without react like without thinking about it. And like I've never really given thought to my favorite bird. But I'm like, yeah, penguins are dope, dude. Penguins are dope. And I'm basing most of this off of the movie Happy Feet. And just like the March of the Penguins. Yeah. That's it. Like I don't think I've seen any other movie like multiple movies about like another type of bird that has stuck in my mind like that, you know? Penguins. Pretty fucking dope. All right. Have you ever sung or danced in front of a large audience? If so, roughly how many people and what did you perform? This is gonna sound like a brag, but it's not. Because it was like not about me at all. But I performed like a stadium size of people. Hold on, let me look up the capacity of the venue. But yeah, I danced in front of. Let's see. Capacity present. No, wait, when was this? This was like. Alright. 43,000. About 43,000 is the capacity, so less than that. It was pretty full that day. But, yeah. Like. But that's, you know, like. It's not like everybody was paying attention to me, you know? It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, like, you're all there and you have the option of watching. But, like, are you actually watching? Yeah, I did like a very short dance cameo, I guess, in front of a bunch of people. That was my biggest performing in front of somebody. But I'd say like my biggest audience, largest audience where I was like the focus would be probably like somewhere between like 300 and 500 people. I don't know. I did one show where I was like kind of a big deal. That was probably like capacity 250-ish. Which is a lot now that I think about it. Like at the time I really wasn't thinking about it, and there were like a bunch of important people there, and I was like, damn, I really don't want to give myself away now. I'm being vague, right? I'm being vague enough. Yeah, definitely. I'm also like trying not to sound too like, oh, yeah, I just performing in front of people. But I've been doing it for my whole life, and it's what I love. And I love performing for you guys. It's just, you know, a different venue. Sometimes I look at the play count on some of my older audios and I'm like, that's crazy that like roughly that many people have seen it. Because, you know, some people re-listen or some people only listen to the beginning and then they like stop. But that's crazy how many people like have heard me in such an intimate context. Anyway, this isn't about that. Next question. If you had to choose between singing and dancing, which would you pick? That's tough. My gut wants to say dancing because I just can't not dance, you know? Like, I feel like I could get away with not singing for the rest of my life, or at least like not training for the rest of my life. But if I had to stop dancing, like, I don't think I could. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be? I would like to be able to speak Spanish. Yeah. I would really like to be able to speak Spanish or Tagalog. I think those would be very useful in my life. Maybe, okay, I'm gonna be, if we can blanket it, just, you know, the ability to speak any language I want. Because I've always loved languages, but I've never been good at, or like, I've never been consistent with learning them, and without a structured education, you know, when you're just trying to like learn it on your own. I don't do very well with that. I like having other people to keep me accountable, and my wrist hurts. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Anyway, what kind of student were you throughout your education? I was a shafid, which is, I don't know if you know the Vine reference, but a shithead. I am a shithead. I was, see, what I would do at the beginning of every semester or every year is I would make my teachers fall in love with me. I would just be really, like, attentive, really on top of my game. I ask a lot of questions, you know, just kiss their asses. And then as the semester wore on and I got more bogged down and stuff, they liked me already, so they were more willing to cut me more slack when I started slacking. Also, like, it was, I always tended to bite off more than I could chew. Not necessarily academically, but just I did a lot of different activities. And then I would end up putting a lot more time into those activities than probably was necessary, and then just like neglecting schoolwork because of it. So, but I feel like I was also one of those kids who was told I was smart at a young age, and then when things got hard, I was just like, nope. Except when it came to math, I was like really good about getting help and like really like practicing my problems and doing all that with math. Yeah. I hope that answers the question. Next one. What does friendship mean to you? Friendship to me is just, I feel like there's different levels of friendship, you know? It's just someone that like makes your heart go like ooh woo, but in a platonic way. You know? I feel like I wouldn't say like, oh, like if you're my friend, like you would have to do anything for them and I would have to do anything for you, because like there's some friendships to me where, like, you have to have certain boundaries, especially, like, if they haven't been able to deliver on some of their promises or whatever, and you just have to realize, like, you know what, it's fine, I can't go to you for that, but, like, I can still, like, keep you in my circle, whatever, as I get older, I feel like my circle is going to get smaller, which is fine, but I don't know, I'm the kind of person that considers, like, loose acquaintances friends, you know, like, I'm, like, if I haven't, like, talked to someone in a while, then I'll still treat them like a friend, you know? I don't know if this makes sense. But friendship, friends come in all shapes and sizes, and each friendship is special because each person is special. That's my answer. I'm doing great. I'm already 16 minutes in. Oh my god. And I'm only on Verbal's questions. Oh man. Alright. Other than loved ones, what do you want to save if your home caught on fire? Shit. Why did I say I would save? Like, things. Dude, honestly, I don't know, like, my laptop, my phone, like, the valuables, but, like, honestly, like, I feel like that's where my mind would go to first. I'm trying not to be so sentimental when it comes to stuff, and, like, if my diaries from when I was a kid and stuff, and, like, projects I was working on got burned, I'd be upset, but, you know, I don't use those things day to day, so I would just, you know, like, take the valuables and the essentials, because, like, things can be replaced. But, like, people, no, like, as long as everybody's safe. Yeah. Where were we? Oh, last question. If you could have only one type of sex for the rest of your life, what would that be and why? Good sex, I hope. That's my type. But I don't know what kind of answer you want from me, Verbal. Like, rough sex, vanilla sex, is that the kind of thing you want? Like, certain positions. I don't know. I just want to have good sex only, please. Please and thank you. All right. Yay. Okay, next set. Wow. It's like 20 minutes already. Ah! All right. Little Mako. What a gem. Hi, honey. I miss you. Anyway. Okay, she has 4 questions. 1, there's a musical called Frantic Tumble. What's the plot about, and what genre would the music be? I feel like, alright, since it's Frantic Tumble, the musical's called Frantic Tumble, and, like, not my real name. I think the genre would be, like, smooth, not smooth jazz, but, like, lounge jazz, with a bit of, like, hip-hop influence. Just a lot of, like,
the occasional banger here and there, but, like, yeah. Because you can't have all, like, lounge jazz. That would make for a boring musical. But, yeah, it would be, like... Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. It's, like, 10:30, and, I have to get up early tomorrow. Anyway. The plot, I guess, would be the plot of me, discovering this. I think it would be, like, all the adventures I would go on. Like, if I did more adventurous scripts, this would be better, because, like, right now it's just a lot of, like, porn, basically. But I think the plot would be, like, a girl who gets sucked into this world, and she can, like, become whoever she wants to be. And, like, put on all these different characters. And then, like, you know, one of those things. I'm sorry, I thought about this question. I literally could not think of anything. Two, what are three fun facts about you? Fun fact number one is I actually do like pineapple on pizza. Fight me about it. Fun fact number two. I'm trying to think. Fun fact number two is, I'm trying to think of something. Dang it, I had these before, and I was like, oh, these were good. These were nice, good, fun facts. Fun fact number two, is that I am currently not wearing pants. Fun fact number three is... I had braces twice when I was younger. I had them early elementary school, and then my teeth shifted again because I did it so early, and then I had them again in middle school. So, yeah. Number three, what's your favorite meal, dessert, drink, and snack? Right. Favorite meal would have to be fried rice, like breakfast fried rice, Filipino style, with the longanisa and the egg, and oh, chef's kiss. Or like any meat, really, but it's just a Filipino breakfast, chef's kiss. Dessert. I am partial to, like, really fudgy, really, like, moist, decadent, chocolate cakes. There's this one bakery that my family always goes to, and it's so good. They make the best chocolate cakes. Ugh. Drink. I'm gonna have to go with, mango slush with, lychee jelly from Kung Fu Tea. And, favorite snack? I'm not really much of a snack person. I just, like, it's all or nothing, baby. I just, like, eat full meals. But I really, crackers and some sort of dip, like spinach dip, or like hummus or something. It's usually a good one. Number four, how are you so awesome and adorable? How are you so awesome and adorable, lady? Little miss, ma'am. What the fuck am I saying? But, you know what? I'm awesome and adorable because I believe in myself, and you should too, and so should everybody else. Yes. Alright, light black. What's poppin'? Okay, I managed to answer those in roughly 5 minutes, so, like, okay, we're getting somewhere. Light black. Do you play any video games? Does Mario Kart count? Or does Smash count? I don't play either well, but my brother loves to obliterate me in Smash. No. Yeah, I never became a gamer girl. Number two, what was the worst job you've ever had? Alright, so, oh, the rain. Can you hear the rain? Ugh, the worst job I ever had, no surprise to anybody, but it was a food service job. Not the aforementioned sandwich shop. But I worked at this place. I don't want to say the name of it, but it was open really late, like until 3 a.m. And I made the mistake of putting my availability for all these night shifts, like all these closing shifts, because I was this was when I was in college, and I was like, like, yeah, I don't need sleep. I'm like, look at all this free time I have where they're open, when I can work and get more hours. It's perfect. It was not perfect because I would close, like we would close at 3, and then I would end up staying because it was just me and one other girl there. And I would be like, elbows deep, like scrubbing grease off of these pans and just like wanting to go home so bad. And then I oftentimes wouldn't get home until like 4. And then I had the next day, oftentimes I would have class at 9:30. And it was the worst, and it sucked, and yeah. Also, like, my manager was a terrible manager shortly after I left. I think they fired me because they just took my name off the schedule, and they just didn't say anything about it. So I was like, oh, okay. Because I put in new availability because I'd had it, and then they just started taking me off the schedule, and I was like, all right, why you took me off the schedule with your racist ass bathroom oopa loopa looking ass? I don't know the whole thing. I could not recite it to you. This is for Rachel, you big anyway. Why you took me off the motherfucking schedule? Alright, I'm trying to remember it, but I can't. Alright, getting sidetracked now. What kind of music do you listen to? My gut reaction is to be like, oh my god, I listen to all types of music. But because I do, like, I do listen to all types of music, but my comfort music falls into like nostalgia and just like TikTok or like things that I've done. But generally, like, I really like my like the two genres that I gravitate to the most, I think. I don't actively seek out this a lot, but like I just love classical music. I love all those old dead white European men. Not necessarily, but like their work. Chef's kiss. Chopin, Debussy, those are my two daddies right there. Like, I know Bach and Beethoven, they like were the real OGs, but like Bach is fucking boring, okay? I'm sorry, I said it. I don't like Bach that much. Maybe because I haven't, like, I only, as a pianist, like, have mostly been exposed to his, what's it called? The Preludes and Fugues and the Inventions, like, when I was learning them, and I hated them, and I'm scarred for life. Like, literally, I've cried multiple times, in my piano lessons because of Bach. Yeah. And, I don't know, just, like, Debussy and Chopin, they have music that's accessible to me at my skill level and sounds really good. Like, Bach and Beethoven, like, sure, I can play Moonlight Sonata, but, like, everybody can. I mean, no, like, if everybody who's, like, at my level currently, I can, because I've been playing piano for a really long time. So, like, I don't want to diminish, like, anybody else who's, like, trying to learn piano, like, UGU, but just, like, for someone who's gotten to my level, like, and who, for someone who's been playing as long as I have, like, I've been playing since I was 5, I should be a lot better. Technically, I feel like I should be a lot better, but I was just never really disciplined as a kid, which goes back to what kind of student I was. Anyway. Dude, I feel like this, never mind, alright. Anyway, like, I love classical, especially, like, the late romantic homies, and, Debussy, like, he's not an impressionist, I forget what he actually is, I don't know, but, like, people always lump him in with impressionism, but I forget what the other, oh, man, I really am a fake music hoe. But yeah. And then the other like genre, I guess, I really like listening to is, you know, like pop, hip hop, like up and coming people and just, you know, like what's popular. I love Rich Brian. Rich Brian. What a king. I stan, what a talented little king. I love him, I love Meg. I really like Ari. And then I guess like something that kind of bridges everything together, like Jacob Collier. Dude, like, in my head for the longest time, I was pronouncing his name as, like, Collier. Like, all French and shit, but it's not. But that dude is so talented. Bruh. And then I guess going off of, like, YouTuber type people, I really like watching Charles Cornell on YouTube. He made that, what's it called? that Cardi B, Boots, Vine, TikTok thing where you, like, played piano and you harmonized it. Like, I love stuff like that. I love meme music. Yeah, I like mashups, and I like meme music, and I like things from TikTok. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Oh, I also really like, I really love reggaeton. I love Spanish music. I love salsa and bachata. Even though I can't speak Spanish, but I really want to learn Spanish, but it's just a lot easier to learn how to dance. And you can, like, connect with people that way. The universal language is music and dance. Love it. Live it. Dream it. Oh, and I'm going back to something that Verbal said, not in this AMA, but, like, I will sing you a French song eventually. It's just my voice is not there right now, and also it's late, and I don't want to wake people up, but, yeah. All right, last question. Last question for Light Black. Who were your celebrity crushes / 2D waifus growing up versus now? Dude, I don't even know. I feel like I didn't have celebrity crushes when I was growing up. Like, I didn't have, like, I just really cycled through. Oh, this is a digging into the recesses of my brain moment. I had such a big crush on the actress that played Sacagawea in Night at the Museum. I was, like, obsessed with her. I don't even remember her name now. Wow. I used to sneak away from family dinner to just Google her and just read all the articles about her. And just, like, I distinctly remember this. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, now... I have a crush on now. I don't even know. I do not. Oh, I've gone back to being in love with every woman in Avatar The Last Airbender, but it's, like, kind of weird because they're children compared to me now. So, like, not really. But, just, who else? I used to be obsessed with Lana Perea. She's an entire ass goddess, bruh. Literal queen. Who else am I simping over? Oh my god, Ali Cavallo came out on TikTok. And I was simping over her for a hot second, but that's kind of past. I don't know. Right now, at this very moment, I don't know. Like, maybe it would be, like, Hayley Atwell. But she's, like, not really, like, present in my life all the time, you know? So I'm just, like, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, yeah, her. Love her. But I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Front Row Dreams simply says, ahem, why do you stop doing MMA? I stopped doing MMA a while ago. I haven't been doing MMA for a hot minute. I think mostly the reason why, it's just because, well, like, a little bit of it was because they changed the curriculum, when you move up in age groups, and also they, like, were doing a bit of a reform, because it was, the place where I went, it was like there's different age groups. So there were like the really little kids, and then like I think 9 to 12, and then teens, and then adults. So when I started, I was like 9 probably. So I like did that whole thing, and then I aged out of that, so then they put me in the teen classes. And there was one girl who they would always match me up with. We were like pretty similar. And then there was this one other guy too. This is like my two like main sparring grappling partners. And then I aged out before they did. So then I was in class. Tiny little 13-year-old tumble against these like 17-ass-year-old athletes that like this was the only sport I did, but like they did like they played football, they played lacrosse, they like did all these things, and they were just like, it was just like so unfair. But honestly, like that's not really why. I think I just honestly like kind of got lazy. And this was around the time where I think my mom made me choose between, this and dancing, because I wasn't really, like, I don't know, putting my all into it. But yeah, we did a lot of grappling, we did a lot of, like, that, and, like, Brazilian. Oh my god, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu inspired stuff. So, there's a lot of rolling around on the floor, and, like, I had to look up the names of things. Because I had a story about, what's it called? When I was losing my virginity, I accidentally had... Like this guy was on top of me, and I had him in a closed guard with my feet, like, you know, like, locked behind him. And he was like, wow, that's some Brazilian jiu-jitsu shit, like, bro. And I was like, oops. And it took me a little bit to break that habit. But I really just liked, I started implementing this, like, my knowledge recently again, and it's proven to be quite fun to be able to be on your back and reverse that position by just like, you know, like flipping them onto their back. It's quite a thing. Also, I told my, what's it called? I told my parents, one of the reasons I wanted to quit was because, like, it was weird, like, you know, like, rolling around, like, being in all these positions, like, that are, like, could kind of be sexual, like, perceived as, you know, whatever, like, being in, like, these positions with these guys. But honestly, like, that didn't really affect me that much. It was the female instructors that really made me go, like, oh. Because they were, like, oh, man. The way they, like, touched me was different. It hit different. Like, of course, they're not, like, trying to pull anything because, like, I'm just, like, I was, like, a kid, and it's, like, but you do, but, like, oh, honey, it hit different, and I'm realizing it now. it didn't really, like, occur to me, like, that was why that was happening. I didn't come out to myself until, like, senior year of high school. Anyway, that was, like, a really long-winded answer for one question. Where are we at? It's been 44 minutes. This is truly wild, y'all. Okay. Okay. Where was I? I don't even remember. Okay, yeah. MMA, yes. Vampire Party. Hello, my dear. What? Oh, sorry. What is your zodiac sign, and does it accurately depict you? I don't think it does. I am a Capricorn, and I feel like I have moments when I'm like, oh, that was a pretty Capricorn thing of me. But I feel like the general, like, Capricorn stereotypes are that they're, like, driven and they're ambitious and they're hardworking. And perhaps it's just my anxiety speaking, but I feel like oftentimes I feel like I'm not really those things. Yeah, that's about it. Do you believe in ghosts? Yes, I feel that it would be foolish not to. And that's that. Next question. What is your least favorite food? I'm not very picky, but I think just, like, poorly made food is bad, you know, like, I don't know, like, hospital cafeteria food, not great, not the best, those, like, little milk cartons that they give you at school, and not that I've, like, been to school recently. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by something. Yeah, but, like, the little, no, oh, not the milk cartons, the, like, the little juice things, the little things of juice that are mostly ice because they freeze. Those actually, like, they slap. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, just, like, I feel like shitty cafeteria food. That's my least favorite food. How would you describe your fashion style? I have a couple different genres of fits that I wear. Most of the time, it's, especially now, it's, like, lounge wear. Like, I have a cropped hoodie that I absolutely love that I cut myself recently and gave it new life. It's a gray cropped hoodie. It makes me feel like a total baddie. And then the high-waisted joggers or leggings. And then Adidas. I wear Adidas. I know everywhere else they say Adidas, I think, but, yes. So, like, that's my, like, basic style. I also oftentimes simply dress like a potato, which is, like, basically everything the same except, just, like, a less fitted, not cropped hoodie or sweatshirt. Yeah. You know, the crop tops really, like, make or break an outfit, honestly. But, like, in situations where I can't wear crop tops, like, I'm fucking lost, bro. My entire identity gone out the window. But yeah, I,
when I have things that I have to go to, I just have, like, outfits that I wear. You know, like, I have, like, signature dresses. I don't really want to go into detail about them. But yeah, like, if I want to, yeah, if it's, like, really dressed up, like, I will fucking serve, bitch. I will serve. I don't like bodycon dresses because, they make me feel fat. But I do like, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I do like dresses that, like, accentuate my body. I have, for, like, summery things, like, I have, like, a lot of, like, really nice flowy sundresses and, like, cute floral shit. But, like, for winter, slightly less, casual things, I have, you know, turtlenecks, denim jackets, that kind of fit. Yeah, I like simple, like, plain colors, like, not a lot of patterns. I don't really have, like, things with sayings on them unless they were from, like, an event or, like, an organization I was part of or, like, someone gave it to me. But, yeah. That's my style. That's my style. What's next? What now? Do you have a period horror story? Yes. One time I was, like, filming a school project with my friends, and I did not realize that I got my period, and it bled through my pants and onto the couch. That was really embarrassing. And, yeah. I also, got my period once when I was visiting Niagara Falls. So, that was fun, I guess. Alright. Alrighty. Yes. Scared as fuck, 888 asks, do you still dance? How's that going? If you couldn't tell by my previous questions, yes, I do still dance, and it's going quite well. I don't really want to elaborate, because, yeah, privacy reasons, but I love dancing, and I'm never gonna stop dancing, and dancing gives me life. I don't think I will ever not be dancing. When I'm an old lady and my knees and my hips have given out, I'm still gonna be, you know, bopping in my own right. Yes. Alrighty. What's next? Okay. Kinky NB, which is how I always read your username. I, like, separate them, how they're separated. Alright. Off the top of my old noggin, let's go. Do you have a fave dessert? And if so, what is it and why? What did I say my favorite dessert? Oh, yeah, the cake from that bakery. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, chefs, Kiss. Woo. Why? Because it's fucking good. Oh. I can't even. I'm thinking about it now, and I'm just. I fucking want some. But I can't. I can't get it because we're not open. Sad. Favorite snack. I also answered this for Mako. It's crackers and some sort of dip. What would your animal familiar be? I don't know what that means. Particularly like spirit animal. I'm guessing is like the kind of vibe. So I'm gonna Google it because I'm already dumb. So there's no use in making a fool of myself now. So I can answer your question properly. Yeah, like a spirit animal, right? I feel like it's a little different than that. I don't know, but my gut reaction was to say cheetah, cause I'm pretty sure it would be some sort of big cat, cause I had a dream when I was younger about a cheetah. And it's really hard to describe, but it was just like a very, like, I don't know, like in the dream I had like a very like important like relationship with this cheetah, you know, like we had like a special bond. So I'm gonna go with that. Best Hogwarts house and why is it Hufflepuff? You know what? I've taken the test a couple times and it's always come up as Slytherin, but I really do feel like I should be in Hufflepuff. So like Hufflepuffs are just so chill and they just don't they're like so chill and so nice, and I feel like being nice is underrated. And it can be hard to be nice and to be kind. Especially nowadays. But yeah, there you go. Is that what you wanted? Advice you'd give to your younger self. You're not fat. Stop. I stop thinking you're fat. And also, like, don't worry about what anyone else thinks. And don't worry about, like, trying to pursue what you think is, like, what you think society wants from you. Because fuck it, it's your life. And you're gonna, and you should be able to live it how you want. Yeah, that's it. Your best, your worst pickup line. I don't know why. This originated in high school with my friend group. I don't know where it came from, but hey, girl. Hey, girl, I want to hey, girl, I want to paint you green and spank you like a disobedient avocado. That's it. Imagine saying that to someone upon first meeting them. Like, that's the first thing you say to them. Hey, girl, I'm gonna paint you green and spank you like a disobedient avocado. All right. For all the people who said that they would listen to me talk about anything, does that still stand? Oh my god, okay. We don't have Coke. Is Pepsi okay? Yes. Cherry Pepsi fucking slaps. Alright, I said it. How would your dream first date play out? I don't know. I feel like... I haven't really thought about this one. I want to do an activity, you know? Ooh, ice skating. Ice skating, perfect first date. Yes, because we go ice skating. I'm, like, okay at ice skating, but, it would help if it would be cute if you were like a little bit worse at ice skating than me, so like you would have to like hold my hand and like we would like crash into each other and I would like catch you and be like no. Yeah, ice skating, perfect first date. And then we like would go out and we get dim sum or like something. And then, like, walk around the city, just, like, talk about stuff, or, like, maybe, like, go to a park, just, like, you know, like, talk. Yeah, I think that would be really cute. Someone please be my girlfriend post-Rona. It's fine. Who's a sweet celeb you'd protect with your life? Once again, Ali'i Carvalho. A queen. A bicon. Yeah. Yes. She's too good for this world. So talented. Your biggest pet peeve? I do this too. But when people don't finish their sentences, and please don't notice now whenever I don't finish my sentences. But yeah, it's so annoying when someone starts saying something and then they just like trail off and then they just never finish what they were gonna say. Super annoying. This isn't a pet peeve, but also just like when people are just ignorant, like blatantly ignorant. I feel like it's a little bit bigger than a pet peeve because there's just, you know, factors behind that. But yeah, I just really hate ignorance. Alright. I never know if it's my or like May. I think it's my. My 479. I'm pretty sure. I think I've listened to your verification to check before. Oh my god. I'm not trying to make a fool of myself because like I seen you around and I fucking love your audios, but Alright. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your loved ones first assume you did? Probably that I was at a protest. Cause you know, do be like that. Yeah. What was the last album you listened to from start to finish? What was it? I don't know. It was probably a soundtrack to something. I think it was the West Side Story. I don't know if it was OBC, but West Side Story soundtrack. Probably. Yeah. I tend to not listen to, like, regular albums from start to finish. Like, the only ones I listen to are, like, cast recordings or, like, musicals. What chore do you hate doing? I hate cleaning toilets. I always put it off. And then once I get around to it, I'm like, oh, that was not bad. But I just, like, hate the idea. And also, like, yeah, just, like, the bathrooms. I always, like, remember that I need to clean the shower, like, while I'm in the shower. And then I'm like, well, I can't do it now because I'm already all clean. But yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. I do like doing laundry, though. Yeah. Like, not necessarily, like, putting it in and, like, having to wait for it. But, like, I do like folding laundry. Cake or pie? Pie. Unless it's that one chocolate cake pie. I like pie. I'm cracking my back. I've been hunched over my laptop for far too long. I'm going to do the recipes lying down. Whew. Alright. And in celebration of 101 followers, do you like Dalmatians? Yes. I think they're a lovely dog. I'll be honest, I have probably seen one Dalmatian in real life. One. Just one. Not 101. Just one. And he was a majestic boy. And I loved him with all my heart. And I hope he's doing okay. So special. Alright. We're almost done. We're almost done with the questions from the post. I still have all the ones that are DMs and messages. But I think the bulk of them were here. So we're... I don't know how to say this, but I always say it in my head as wormy worm. So it's, yeah, but okay. That's not how that question is phrased. What got you into doing audios? I had a similar journey to finding GWA that a lot of other people had. I was searching for stuff to read on Literotica, and then I discovered the audio section, and then I started listening to people there, and then it led me to Reddit. But I think I don't remember the exact moment or like the exact thing that pushed me to start. I think it was just like discovering the community and realizing like, oh, I can do this. Yeah, sure. Then I was like, yeah, I can do this, definitely. Okay. Why is your voice so nice, especially your morning voice? I don't know. I don't think it sounds nice a lot of the time. And then people will tell me it sounds nice, and I'm like, if you say so. And I listen back to it, and I'm like, I mean, I guess I know where they're coming from, but when I'm speaking, in my, like, I feel like I have kind of an opposite thing with my speaking voice that other people do, where, like, you sound good in your head, but you listen back to it and it doesn't sound good. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, if, like, my voice feels weird in my mouth, and it sounds weird in my head, but then when I listen to recordings of it, and I'm like, all right, I get where they're coming from, why they think this is nice. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's because it's soft. Maybe.
And then you left a really lovely comment. But thank you so much. Thank you. Alright, on to the next. Here we go. We find them. I probably should have compiled these before. All right. Messages. Let me try to find the first one. Alrighty. Oh, okay. North. What's poppin'? Okay. I just answered this one. How did you get into making audios? Yeah. That's been answered. What three kinks don't you mind sharing? Story, perhaps. Kink number one is like MDLG, I guess. That's been like a thing very recently in my life that I've been indulging in. It's been quite nice, but never like the incesty aspect, just like the, you know, kind of caring dom aspect of it. What else? I'm all about being tied up. All about it. And I do like, I don't know, like I haven't had a whole lot of real life experience with like pain play, but I'm definitely open to it, and I really like the idea of, you know, being, whipped. I don't want to give anything else away, that'll expose me, but, yeah. Oh, I need another kink. I don't know. I guess that could count as three, right? Yeah, we'll count it. Story. I don't really have stories. I mean, I do have a story, I guess. No, I don't have a story, never mind. But, it's not a very long or exciting story, but, like, I feel like the most kinky thing I've ever done in real life was be tied up and blindfolded and edged. That was quite a fun time. yeah. Do you have any other hobbies? Do I? Yeah. I do. I like to dance, as you all know by now, I think. I like to watch Netflix and waste all my time. What else? I'm like trying to learn how to paint. And it's been going okay, I think, but I've just misplaced my brushes, and I think I'm going to sacrifice some old makeup brushes because I don't feel like buying new ones. Yeah, I have like way too many makeup brushes anyway, and I like never wear makeup anymore unless it's for something, and I've kind of perfected the like the glam look with minimal amounts of effort. So yes. By perfected, I mean like it's okay. I mean like obviously the more time you spend on your makeup and like the better products you have, the more you're gonna be popping. But I have found that a bold red lip and some winged eyeliner will get you pretty far. Oh my gosh, what was I supposed to be talking about? Oh, any other hobbies? Yeah, that's about it. I do this. I like to dance. I like to watch Netflix. I like to watch YouTube. Pretty into YouTube. Yeah. How has the audio community changed for an audio performer throughout the years? There has been, well, I feel like I'm not really sure. I can only like speak from my own experiences, and also I feel like I'm not really part of like the main GWA community anymore. I just mostly stick to like GWA Sapphic. It's like much smaller, and I don't know, I feel like I get along with those people more than I ever did with the general GWA people. Like there were a couple people who like I felt like I had stuff in common with, but yeah, I don't know. This isn't really answering your question. Like, let me try to actually answer your question. Oh my god. I'm so tired. Whew. Alright. But, GWA. How has it changed? I feel like there's a lot more different places to post nowadays. When I started, it was pretty much like GWA was the main one. Now there's GWA Audible, there's Sapphic, there's like the Vanillage people, the Vanillagers, the Vanilla, you know, the one that Eve made. And, like, so people, like, will cross-post to all these different places. And then, like, back in the day, the profiles weren't the same. So, if you wanted somewhere for all your stuff to be, then you would have to make yourself a subreddit. And some people still have them, but a lot of people have shifted over to the I gotta try to push through this. I'm close. But the GWA, they, I don't know. They would just post their own profile and keep track of stuff that way. Yeah. There was a certain time where I felt like I was in on a lot of drama that was happening, And I'm not sure if it went away or I'm just simply not aware of it anymore. But, like, getting to know people, I feel like there was, like, a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes. And I didn't, like, realize a lot of it, but... yeah, I don't know if it's just chilled out or if I simply just don't keep up with that community anymore. Yes. But I just really, the only reason I came back was because of the creation of GJ Relay Staff. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be frank with you. So I just never really felt all that seen on the regular GWA. Yeah. Have you ever faced a script and done it, even though it felt like too big a challenge? Thoughts on it? Yeah. The film noir audio that I did, that I was like, I think that was like my biggest challenge. I used that freaking smooth jazz track throughout the whole thing. But yeah, like the language in it and just the editing wasn't that hard. Actually, it was like weird to find the right balance. I had to like try a couple times to figure out how to balance everything. But, you know, like looking back, it wasn't too hard of an editing job. But yeah, that was the biggest one, and I'm glad I did it because I feel like I could do better now, but I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I did with what I had at the time, skill wise. Yeah. It was fun. I've always liked that kind of aesthetic. So I'm glad I did it. Are there any other subreddits you'd like to visit apart from GWA and GWA Sapphic? Well, yeah, besides, like, the other ones, I stop by backstage, GWA backstage, every now and then. Most of the subreddits that I follow on this account are, like, queer-based. So, like, / actual lesbians. I see a lot of posts from / queer time, not queer, trans timelines. And I just, yeah, I like looking at, people's transformations and like the nice things that people have to say about them. I think it's just so nice to watch people become themselves, you know? I keep getting notifications for this subreddit, / witches versus the patriarchy. Or witches versus patriarchy. I think that's exactly up my alley. Yeah. I'm so tired. I'm so comfy like this. Whew. Alright. Dear, can you play an instrument? Yes, as we've established, I can play an instrument. I play piano.
I play other things too. Perhaps they'll make an appearance later on.
But yeah. Do you have a spirit animal? I guess I kind of answered this question with a cheetah. And what type of audio do you fancy the most?
I really like, really, like, dummy shit. But then, like, at the same time, like, that and, like, sprinkle in with a little sweetness. Bell in the Woods released one recently that was, like, exactly that, and it was heaven on earth. Verbal If You Please. I've been revisiting this one. It was like kind of an old one. I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was like Tell Me How Lucky You Are. Oh yeah, I eat that shit up. Yeah. Also, like, more vampire audios, please, please. I love vampire audios. And, thank you, North, for your questions. Someone else said, this wasn't, like, a specific question. Oh, okay. I think I'm gonna have to make an entire new video about this. Not video, audio about this. Because it's a lot to dive into. And I'm already an hour and a half in, basically. But they wanna know what being a phone sex operator was like. Yeah, I think I'm gonna make a separate one about this. But to be short, how was it like? Like the setup, how many calls a day / week? How long were they on average? Was it all women? Did you ever get personal? Did you come? Etc. That's a lot of questions, but, it had its ups and downs. My setup, I would get a call, and then it would connect both of us, and I think I had to accept the call. Like, I had to press a button to accept the call or something. I don't remember, it's so long ago. But, I will not say the name of the company. The company doesn't really exist anymore, honestly, but I will not say the name of the company, but I saved the number in my contacts as a peach emoji. So I would get a call from the peach emoji, and I would answer, and then I would usually just, like, lay in my bed, take the call, or I had a chair in the middle of my dorm room, because I did this in college, that I would sit in, like, in the middle of my room, and I'd just, like, sit backwards in it and just talk to people. Set up, how many calls days last week? I did, I believe, two or three a week. And they paid me by the hour, so I had, like, shifts, I think. Oh, I think it was two, and then, yeah, like, yeah, two, like, 3-hour shifts. I really should have moved my hours later because I put myself at 8 to 11
And I really should have made it, like, 10 to 1 or something like that. It's too early. Like, I would eat dinner, and then I would, like, I wouldn't be able to, like, hang out with anybody, like, at night, or, like, after dinner. I'd be like, sorry, I gotta go do something. Or I would be, like, hanging out with my housemates, and then I'd get a call, and then I'd be like, I gotta take this. My one call. I don't really know how long they were on average. Like, some were really short because they had been, like, masturbating already, and I would call it, you know, ejaculate and evacuate. They would, like, be on the edge, and they just needed something to push them over. But some of them, like, I think my longest call was, like, an hour and a half. It was really fucking long. It was mostly men, unfortunately. Mostly men. I would ask them personal questions sometimes just to have something to talk to them about, but, like, I would be very sparse with the information that I gave them. Sometimes I would, like, play along a little bit. I wouldn't really, like, come with them. Oftentimes, because it's, like, not about me, you know? But towards the end, I, like, stopped caring more, and I just, like, faked it more, and it was just more sustainable for me. Because, like, when I first started, I put so much effort into, like, all these calls and into making them good. But I'm just, like, I just stopped caring at some point. And sometimes I would just, like, tell them what to do. I really liked them when they wanted me to be dominant. Because then I could just, it's just so much easier to just tell them to do stuff, you know, rather than be like, oh my god, like, I'm taking it so hard. I didn't talk like that. Yeah, it's been a while since I've, like, done anything like that. Very different energy. Very, very different energy than what I do now for GWA and for GWA Sapphic. But I will definitely make an audio talking about that in more depth, because it deserves it. Somebody else. Whom. There's another one, I swear. Okay, last but certainly not least, Algon Wild. What is the most erotic part of your body? Most erotic part of my body. I don't know, my vagina, I guess. But the gut tells me to, like, say my neck. I just really like when people give my neck attention, you know? Two, have you ever done something bad and got caught? What was your punishment? Like, sexually? I don't want to talk about it. Or just, like, being a delinquent? In that case, like, no. I'm pretty, like, boring. But in the case of being bad, you know, like bad. My dad walked in on me being eaten out by a girl. It was mortifying. I hate talking about it. And I think he just pretends it just never happened. This happened about this time last year, I think. Yeah. Dang. Wow. It really was about this time last year. So no punishment, because we just never talked about, he just pretends it didn't happen, I think. The punishment is that I have to live with that memory for the rest of my life. God. How old were you when you first masturbated? Probably 9, 10, 11. I don't know. I feel like I started masturbating before I knew what masturbating was. I realized there was a name for it, you know? Yeah. I'm gonna leave it there. And last question. Do you ever feel shy or embarrassed when recording GBWay content? Do you blush? I don't think so. When I record in the moment, I don't do a lot of scripts. Unless I, believe in them. Unless I'm oh, I can definitely pull this off. And, this is something that I want to do. So I never really feel shy or embarrassed. And Yeah. And just while I'm recording, I do a lot of Rumble Faps, and it's very much in the moment, and I'm very much just saying whatever the fuck is on my mind. And maybe I'll feel shy or embarrassed while posting, but when I'm recording, it's all just here it is. So yeah, that's the entire AMA. I will definitely talk more at length about certain topics if you so desire me to. But yeah, thank you for listening to this 1 hour 38 minute hot mess in which I keep moving the microphone away from my face, and it's probably I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go. So I gotta go to bed. It's quite late. Good night.